The title for my sermonette this morning is, With God, There is No Changing. I think this is a very important fact that all of us need to cling to. You know, when we look at this world, it's constantly changing. Rules change all the time. And in fact, rules can change if you're going from state to state. In the state where I live, of California, at the start of every year, we enact hundreds of new laws. Some that went into an effect this year, and I looked it up and it just kept going and going and scrolling. So I just thought I'd give you just a couple, just to give you a taste of what's changing in our state. They've banned flavored tobacco. They have equal insurance coverage for mental health. They have generic prescription drugs. Corporations, boards of directors have to now also have underrepresented communities. They've limited how much copper can go into brake pads. They are now testing for lead exposure in kids. And these are just a very minuscule amount of the laws that they've changed. And a lot of them are industry-specific, based on companies. So not all the rules are going to apply to people, per se. But it's if you think about the amount of legal wrangling and time it takes to enact these laws, it's crazy how much money gets put into this. But this is what is constantly shaping our nation. And our states, and our local governments, and this is how they operate. I'm sure Frank could attest to some of this during his time in public office. The Roman historian Tacitus, who lived from 55 to 117 AD, stated this. He says, "The more corrupt the commonwealth, the more numerous the laws." Did you know that the federal laws of the United States are not in just one book, but multiple books? The United States has been accumulating laws for the last 200 years. When they were first codified in 1927, they fit into a single volume. By the 1980s, there was about 50 volumes and more than 23,000 pages. And this is not including municipality laws, executive orders. But these are laws that just govern everything. I mean, if they could, I'm sure they would govern us being able to breathe. Did you know that the Internal Revenue Code contains more than 3.4 million words? Good thing I'm not a CPA. From 2000 to 2007, Congress created a minimum of 452 new crimes. The 116th United States Congress, which began on January 3rd, 2019, and ended on January 3rd, 2021, so up to this year, enacted 344 public laws, which is just insane to me. There was another Roman historian called Sallust who lived from 86 to 35 BC, and he said, "Small communities grow great through harmony. Great ones fall to pieces through discord." The more laws mean less freedoms. The more laws mean more government oversight. More laws mean picking sides and fomenting discord. Hopefully we can all see that this world, this nation with all its laws, and we're not the only nation that has a ton of laws, right? But it's insane. How many rules do people actually need to live properly? When we read the Bible, there are rules that God laid out for Israel. They were not copious, they were not never-ending. But they were concise, they were pointed, and they dictated how people should live a proper life and treat each other with love and respect, and treat him with love and respect. Now, God never intended for there to be thousands of rules. I mean, how can you keep in mind that many rules? You can't. And so God's rules for obeying him and how we are to deal with others is quite simple. And it was given to us in the form of the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments for us are, at least they should be, easy to remember. And yet they have such a very deep impact on our lives and on society when they are obeyed and when they are disobeyed. You know, everything in the Bible makes sense when you follow it. In Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8, Hebrews 13 and verse 8, it states, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The God family is not constantly changing. Now, God is unchanging in his existence. There has never been a time that God was not. And there will never be a time when he ceases to exist. In Psalm 102 and verse 27, it states, But you are the same, and your years will have no end. God's nature is infinite. It's not evolving, not diminishing, not improving, because he is perfect. God is completely unaffected and uninfluenced by external elements. He is unchanging in his attributes. Whatever his attributes were before the world existed, those are still his attributes today. The abilities that spoke this world into existence still exist today. The same is true with his knowledge, his holiness, his power, his faithfulness and his goodness, patience, his grace, and even his wrath. God never changes. We can also take great comfort that God's counsel will never change. The instructions that God has given us from the beginning still apply today. They don't have to be modernized or contemporized. In Isaiah 46, verse 9 and 10, Isaiah 46, and verse 9 and 10, it says, Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient things, or ancient times, things that are not yet done, saying, My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. To have a God like that in our lives, one that is never changing, you can put your confidence and your faith behind that. In Psalm chapter 33 and verse 11, we read, The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Knowing that God has seen from the beginning of time what he wants to happen and is making sure that happens is truly an amazing thing. Brethren, we should all find extreme comfort in God's unchanging nature. Every created thing in this life, at some point, will let you down. You know, whether it's circumstances, relationships, health, career, even technology. And to that point, I have a hard drive. This is Mr. René Messier's hard drive. It exploded on him about 6 months ago. I'm going to try and take it home and fix it, but I don't know if I can. I'm putting it up for auction on the highest bidder. I'm told it has pictures, banking information that might interest you, and a wealth of sermons and sermonettes that he has written over the years. So you can talk to me afterwards if you'd like to buy it. But that's just an example, right? Everything in life at some point will break down. It will change. Personally, I find great comfort in knowing that no matter how unstable I am or unstable the circumstances around me, I can rely on God because he never changes, because Christ never changes. And that's where I can put my faith and my confidence at all times. With a world that is going absolutely bonkers right now, with its changes and misdirections and lies, we can all put our faith in God, believing that he will see us through to the end, that he wants us in his kingdom. And that is what is so important for us.